Welcome back. First of all, let me just say I want to give a huge apology to my listeners out there. I think it's been a month, but I've been unwell, and you know, sometimes when you're unwell, you just have to take a break and focus on your health. But I'm back and I'm better, and I'm here with my usual suspect. You know him, he's the constant, he's not changing, and we may not agree on everything, but I'm always so happy to have him here. So what's up? My name is Gilda. I'm gonna let him introduce himself, and we have a new co-host.
What's up, Evini Brand Mutiru Kipenda Yobster Twish from Zitri Podcast, now behind the scenes. Wacha tucheki zambi zenu.
And our co-host today, introduce yourself.
Oh, I go by the name Ronnie Kibetz. Yes, I'm the co-host today, and it's a pleasure to be in this podcast with Gilda and Brian.
Welcome. It's good to have you here. So, me, I want to talk to you guys about conspiracies. I don't know if you're like me, but if you sit on TikTok, you'll find yourself somehow down a rabbit hole, and you're like, how did I end up here? And today I want to talk about something that I think has been trending, and my co-host doesn't agree with me, and I find it so interesting. But do you guys think the Illuminati exists, and do you think Beyonce is a part of it? Because I do. And me, I'm hearing other things, artist stories, ajaba. I don't think so. I'm telling you, this thing is real, and there's so much evidence that it is. I don't know about you, Yobster, tell me.
Let me ask you a question. If your name was in the limelight today, and it's making you famous and trending, wouldn't you want it to remain on top?
Okay. What are you trying to say?
Most of these things are written by human beings like us, who have no evidence.
What are most of these things? Are we talking about the Bible?
No.
Okay, no.
I'm not
okay.
Talking about the Bible.
Most of these, like...
most of these articles about artists and celebs.
Yeah.
About their spiritual lives, about Nini, everything is just an article written, and no human knows 100%. I'm human, I can lie to you and take it as a truth and write it, right? So if I found my name in the limelight, I would try to keep the banter fire on so that I could trend more in whatever content I produce next.
So you think these people are making up their own lies that they're in the Illuminati? But let me ask you this, right?
Did they come out on themselves and say that I'm an Illuminati?
Well, they can't. Obviously, they can't tell you that, because that's saying that the devil exists. Because the opposite of the Illuminati is the Bible, right? The Illuminati is just a word to use for devil worshippers. Right? So when you see that, like Jay-Z doing that symbol, and you see other people doing those symbols or covering their eyes, they all have a meaning to it. And if you sit down and you listen to some of these conspiracies, they call it the all-seeing eye. And there's a reason for that, and that's why they host these parties and they do all these things, and that's how they stay famous. There's a lot to it, and I really feel like, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire. So what do you think, Ron?
Well, for me, I believe, like, hard work. Most people try to confuse hard work to Illuminati. So if you're not successful, you're not Illuminati. But once you're successful, people tend to confuse you to the Illuminati, which I don't know if it's true or not. I mean, what do you think?
You know, like, for me, I just think it might be a conspiracy theory. I'm not saying I'm 100% right. I'm not saying you guys are 100% right. Like, I'm just saying, where they smoke, there's fire. Because, if you've seen these, like, award shows now, and they're doing all of these random rituals, have you seen? Right? So tell me, what is the reason for doing that? Is it just to create commotion and scare people, or is there really something to it?
I don't think there's anything to it. I don't think there's anything to it, because you can create a group, me, you, and all of us in this room, we can create a group and say, by there, from today on, we can be greeting in a certain design or doing something to identify as us,
like a handshake,
something unique that identify us as a group of friends that we have grown together and we've done. So I think these rituals they perform, it's based on where they've come from. They have grown in this music career together. No, they come on Wasafi Records signing in new artists, and then they teach them their way of life and Wasafi Records or something else.
Okay, no, I hear you.
So it's something like I watched this Nigerian movie quite some years ago, and this guy was very successful but had a group of friends, and they used to greet in a certain way. So the wife didn't understand where this guy gets money from, But when she went and met this guy greeting the other guys, she went and told the she was the daughter of the king, she was a princess. She went and told the king that, I think he's an Illuminati, a devil worshipper, a ritualist, so I need him killed because he will kill me.
Yeah.
So when they attacked him, they found out that he was a prince that was lost. And then when they followed up on that group, they found out it was a business thing they created when they started their empire. And to protect it, like, they have a certain way of greeting and saying hi and maybe knowing how they've been doing.
Yeah.
So I think it's just a way, a format to just create like a culture and
I don't believe it. I swear, no, I don't believe
it's a culture, because if I found my name today, I tell you, I'll take you back to my earlier statement. If I found my name, at Yobstan Illuminati, mi hata sitaka kuclear jina, endeleeni venye mtasema. Ni kwa Illuminati, ni kwa Illuminati. Wakati sikuwa na pesa, mnasema, ay.
You know, like, if you listen to, you know, like, 6ix9ine, you guys know him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or you listen to... if you've heard him talking, he said, I guarantee you, you might have more talent than me, but you will never be as successful as me because you don't know what rituals I had to go through to make it to the where he is right now. If you think back, I don't know, I'm a millennial. We used to have a group called 369. There were three sixes, right? Yeah. And they sat down and they talked about it and they were like, this thing is 100% real. You guys don't know what happens in Hollywood. That's why they call it Holly Weird, right? Because there's so much weird stuff going on. Maybe they're also praising idols and it's like they're trying something and it's not working, or it is working, who knows? But you know, where there's good, I believe there's also evil. Everything has to balance each other out. So if you believe in God, are you telling me that the devil doesn't also have his ways, you know, or his tricks?
Well, the devil has his ways. Atwezi kata.
Yeah.
But we were talking about the Western world and Illuminati things, right?
Yeah.
The Western world does not believe in God nowadays, most of them.
That's true.
So how can we confirm that they're the devils again?
If you don't believe in God, balance. What do you believe in?
It lacks balance. Yeah. They say there's no God. If there's no God, there's no devil.
Okay.
So, again, I'll take you back to the cultural things people create in their own things. Some of them are influenced by some of the religions they come from. Religions, yeah, and cultures, their backgrounds, you understand? So they might be just carrying it on. And then one thing you should know, these groups, they are rival groups. That's why they end up killing each other. Maybe these meetings and parties they throw, it's about like a success story that they're just celebrating.
You think so? I don't know why I can't see it as something that is just celebratory. You know what? Did you listen to Kanye West? He said it himself. He sacrificed his mom. What do you think he meant when he said that? He's talking about the Illuminati. If you Google it, it's out there. He says, I sacrificed my mom.
It could also be another. Maybe mom to him means another thing.
No, his mom actually died.
For real?
Yeah. And he says that he sacrificed her. And a lot of people, if you look at them, like, let's say, like, this basketball player, Michael Jordan, his son was also sacrificed. LeBron James' son just had a heart attack, almost died. You know, so they say that it might be, of course, everything. But it's like when you look at coincidences, everyone who has made it so far in life, they've lost someone close to them. And it's like, what's really happening? Me, I might be going too far down the rabbit hole. You see, that's the problem with TikTok, right? Whatever you're looking for, you will find. You get me?
So Kitakuramba.
And then the worst thing is it's on your For You page for sure. You know, like for me, let's say I like conspiracies. They'll give me a conspiracy at 9:30 when I want to switch off my phone. You know, so I don't know about you guys. What shows up on your For You page?
Comedy. Yeah, comedy and banter capitals. So Kenyan. I'm more of Kenyan and Nigerian.
Okay.
So I like supporting African talent.
I didn't know you like Nigerian things. Like what? Nigerian movies?
No.
What?
Nigerian comedy. Like, Agent of Laughter. You know Agent of Laughter?
Oh, Josh, too funny.
Yeah, like those guys. I like them.
I don't know Agent of Laughter, but I'll check him out.
Check him out. He's the guy who sees ghosts a lot.
Oh.
Yeah, and every time he's trying to do something, a ghost shows up, then he runs.
Who is that guy? There's a new guy who, anyway, I'll show you that one. Nigerian comedy is on another level. Those guys are actually, they're really good.
They actually put a lot of work into it.
Yeah.
Now, I won't be afraid to see people telling them that they're in Illuminati.
Me, you guys think it's a joke. Do you know one day everything will come to, we will know the truth, and slowly it's being unveiled before our eyes. And so to wrap things up, I just want to say this, guys, if it's just, you know, you guys follow me on my Twitter, right? Just tell me, do you guys believe in these conspiracies, especially the Illuminati? If not, what other conspiracies are there? Because me, I'm a conspiracy person. I will believe and believe and believe. But anyway, just with a pinch of salt, like I said, my closing statement is I'm happy to be back. Tell me what conspiracies you're following. And tell me if you think the Illuminati is real, because I know it is.
Well, for me, I'm your obstetrician, Kipenda Brian Mutweri, and then behind the scenes. This was not a scene today, but it was conspiracy.
Today is the closest we've come to scenes, because we're talking about conspiracies and the devil and angels and God.
The scene we've been talking about earlier.
Hey, oh yeah, those ones. See,
those ones are real scenes.
Those ones of the flesh.
Uh-huh.
So follow me on Twitter. My name is Gilda Naibe. You'll find me there. I talk a lot about conspiracies there also. It's been real, it's been good. You know what, I'm so happy to be back. I have more energy, we have more stories to tell, and we have new hosts as well. So you'll be hearing from Ronnie again very soon. You can give them your handle as well so they can see your face.
You can search my name on Facebook, Ronnie Kibet.
See how many Ronnie Kibets are there now? Ama, there's only one.
Yopster Twish Yopster. Ukipata tu hiyo jina ndio utapata kila mahali.
You don't say if you TikTok, like it, crown it nowadays.
TikTok, YouTube usinitafute huko, sipatikanangi huko.
Yeah.
So TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and if you like it, crown it.
All right, guys, that's it. It's a wrap. So yeah, we'll see you next week. We'll be back. Tell us what you want us to talk about also. And yeah, we'll keep it open. All right, see you.